Hi, my name is Casey Powell, president of Thompson Associates. Thanks for joining us as we continue our discussion on estate planning red flags. If this is your first podcast to listen to in this series on estate planning red flags, just let you know, we're trying to equip you as development officers to help your donors and their families avoid any unnecessary costs and delays and stress that happen as a reason of these red flags. So we're discussing some specific circumstances where an estate plan may not have the intended result of the individual. And so we hope that you will better be able to identify these potential problems with your donors and so you can help them avoid it. And obviously those who are working with Thompson & Associates, you can use these red flags as a great segue to invite them into the planning process and begin meeting with us. I'm once again joined today by Jason Meredith. Jason's the lead planning attorney for Thompson & Associates, and he has been with us since 2002, and we worked together with Thompson & Associates. He lives in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex and has practiced law since 1998. And yeah, just a personal note, Jason and I met each other when we were seventh graders, and it's actually appropriate where the subject we're talking about today, Jason, with Brady Bunch families. The reason that I moved to Texas was I moved from living with my mom to my dad. My mom lived in South Florida, my dad lived in Amarillo, Texas, and so I began living with my dad in seventh grade and met Jason. We had class together and played tennis together, and we've been great friends ever since. So, Jason, thanks for joining me on this podcast.
Thanks for having me today, and glad to be here.
Well, as I mentioned, we are talking about Brady Bunch families, and Brady Bunch is in quotes. And this really hits home to me. My parents were divorced when I was younger. Both my parents remarried, and so I've got, through my mom, I've got some siblings. I've got a stepbrother and two stepsisters. My dad remarried, and he and his wife had a daughter. And so, so legally, I've got stepbrother, two stepsisters, and a half-sister, even though I consider them my brothers and sisters. And so there's all kinds of issues with both of my parents and my stepmom and my stepdad, and we are considered Brady Bunch family, and so we definitely have these issues that we need to consider. And so I'm excited about this and some things that some really unique planning issues that Brady Bunch families have. So Jason, why don't we start and can you just explain what we mean by a Brady Bunch family? You know, it's not just a parent who gets married and they have minor children of their own, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, we in the estate planning world, we use this term Brady Bunch family, and I'm sure anyone listening to this podcast knows generally what that means. We all know the story, the Brady Bunch. She had three young, lovely ladies, and he had three sons of his own. We all know how the song goes. But you know, when we think about the Brady Bunch family on TV, we really had a husband and wife that came together, and she had three minor children, girls, and he had three minor children who were boys, and they came together. But, you know, the Brady Bunch family, and when we talk about in the estate planning world, isn't always that scenario. It could be where two people come together in marriage, and maybe they have adult children. Maybe the husband here in our situation, maybe he has a son who's 45 years old and the wife has two children of her own who are in their 30s or 40s. That could be a Brady Bunch family. It could be it's very common for spouses to come together where one of them has children. Maybe the husband has kids of his own, but the wife never had children. She doesn't have any children. It could be a situation where maybe someone late in life, maybe they're 80 years old and they've lost their spouse and now they've gotten remarried. And not only do they have children of their own, they have grandchildren and sometimes even great grandchildren. So it could be where A couple comes together and maybe they have children of their own, of each has their own children. Husband has his children, wife has her children, and maybe they have a child together, or maybe they adopt a child. The point here is there's all kinds of different family scenarios that we could describe, you know, and sometimes we call them blended families. That's another term that we hear, Brady Bunch family, blended family. It's any kind of situation where, very much like you, Casey, where you've described a situation where you may have a full-blooded brother or sister, you may have stepsisters, you may have half sisters or half brothers. It's a scenario where that needs a great deal of attention, at least in the world of estate planning.
Yeah, good point, and thanks for reminding me. I actually have a real brother too, a full brother. I forgot to mention him in my Brady Bunch
We don't want to forget that.
but don't want to forget him. I know, but well, what type of issues does a Brady Bunch family need to consider? So, you know, why is it so important for that type of family to plan?
Well, you know, I feel like the first thing that I commonly see in a planning is, and I'll just kind of describe a scenario. Let's say we have a husband and wife in our scenario here. They're now married, obviously. And let's say it is a kind of it is a blended family, Brady Bunch family. Let's just assume he has has children of his own, and the wife has children of her own. Okay, and let's assume that's our scenario. What's very common in a planning scenario like this is the spouses want to plan for each other. So if one of them passes away, they want to leave assets to each other. But at the same time, they also want to leave assets to their own children. And so we have two primary goals: provide for my spouse, provide for my children. Well, those two goals are competing. They compete with each other. So I'll give you an example. If husband had a will that said, I leave everything to my wife, and he dies first, or everything went to his wife. If wife's plan says, upon my death, I leave everything to my children, well, let's think about it. Everything went from husband to wife and from wife to wife's children. Husband's children didn't receive anything in that scenario. And so what's hard for the Brady Bunch family planning, it's very difficult to leave things to your spouse, but also leave things to your children. And that's what I find most of these couples have. They're like, oh, I want to provide for my spouse, but I want to make sure things get back to my kids. How do we do that? How do we design a plan that finds some happy medium in here where we can do both? Where we try to achieve both of these goals, try to make both of these goals attainable for this couple. And that's one of the hardest things to do in estate planning. And the reason for that is a simple will is not going to achieve that. Simple beneficiary designations. When majority of most couples planning, I think of most individuals, the largest part of their net worth is in things like life insurance proceeds, IRAs, 401ks. These things all transfer through beneficiary designations. It's very difficult, if not almost impossible, to attain a good result and achieve both of these competing goals by using very simple documents like wills, simple wills and power and beneficiary designations. A couple like this is going to need very advanced estate planning, and it's usually going to involve trust planning to achieve these things. So that's kind of the first thing that comes up when I think of the blended family or the Brady Bunch family. But now what I want to do, I want to drill down a little bit more and actually identify some very specific issues that we sometimes see come up. The first one is ERISA plans. If you think about 401k plans, 403b plans, these are plans that are governed by a federal ERISA law. Federal ERISA law says that you are required, you must name your spouse as the beneficiary of that plan. So in our scenario, husband, wife, let's assume he had a 403b and he's married and he wants that plan to go to his children. He can't do that unless his spouse agrees to it. So even if he wants to give it to his son or his daughter, his spouse has to sign off on it, or the federal law requires that to go to her. Well, that may be a difficult conversation to have, right? But it's a conversation that the spouses must come together and discuss and come to an answer or a solution on. And that's one challenge. Another challenge, long-term care planning. The law basically provides that if you need to move into a nursing home or some long-term care expenses, you not only do your assets have to pay for your care, but your spouse's assets are required to be used to provide for the your own necessities. So essentially, spouses must provide for the necessities of each other, including long-term care. So here's husband and wife, they come together. Maybe they come together late in life. Maybe this is a couple at 75 years old decides to get married, and at 80, one of them goes into a nursing home. The one who's not in the nursing home, their assets might have to be used to pay for the other one's nursing home care, long-term care. Well, boy, that's a challenge, right? And we got to deal with issues related to that process. We have to keep in mind that different states have different laws. So here I live in Texas. In Texas, once a couple gets married, their assets become community property, jointly owned. So you might have a situation where wife comes in with a lot of assets, husband comes in with very little assets, but as soon as they get married, those assets don't really retain their character as his and hers. They become our assets, right? So all of a sudden, the husband is gaining an ownership interest in the wife's assets, and that may or may not have been what the couple wanted to happen, but it's happening. And so now we can, all these problems I'm bringing up, there's a solution to every one of these problems in estate planning. In the estate planning world, there is a way we can provide a solution to every one of these things. But if these issues are just left unaddressed, that's where the problem comes. Someone passes away and the couple never addressed the issues. That's where we run into lots of problems right there. So these are just some of the issues. I could probably go on, Casey, for an hour of all kinds of different issues, you know, that could come up. But what we're trying to do, I think, in this call, is just to help identify, well, why would someone in a Brady Bunch family or blended family need extra planning or additional specific estate planning?
Yeah, and you know, I kind of go back to one of the reasons we're doing this whole podcast series is to help not only individual but their family avoid some unnecessary, you know, costs and stress and strife. And you know, what goes through my mind as you're explaining all of this is, well, those are really easy conversations to have, right? I'm being sarcastic. That's my sarcastic voice. Really easy right. conversations to have of hey, this is my new spouse, but I really want to provide for my kids. Those are some uncomfortable conversations that as estate planners we have with couples that we have to confront. And you know, as you've laid out just a couple of these specific instances, that's not what people are wanting to have happen. And to be able for individuals and couples to be able to talk through that, and there's gonna be some uncomfortable times, and it's gonna be tough for some. It may be tough, but it's so important that you get it out of the way up front and get that planning done rather than just leave it to chance and whatever happens, because then that almost will guarantee that there's going to be some fighting and a lot of fighting and hurt feelings and not what the individuals want to happen. Right.
That's right. That's right. And at the, you know, in those situations, unfortunately, as soon as those things happen, everyone lawyers up, so to speak, and the lawyers win, and everyone else, no one else really ever does, because it gets very expensive very quickly.
Yeah. Well, I think we could go into scenario after scenario, but I think, you know, hopefully we're getting the point across that anytime there is a blended family, a Brady Bunch family, where there's a marriage between individuals that have kids of their own, a family of their own that are bringing into that that are coming into that marriage, that maybe the law is, I don't know, there could be some issues. They really need some planning. They need planning more than anybody. Hopefully they would have some planning before they go into the marriage. But, you know, even if they haven't, some planning afterwards, to really take care of their family and make sure that their values, their objectives, and their planning is fulfilled through their estate plan. So as development officers, you know, as you're talking to your donors and you see the families that you're with your supporters that have these issues, you know, it's really important for you to pay careful attention and listen to as you see those instances. And, you know, this is really where the Thompson and Associates process would be very beneficial to organizations, where you can just say, hey, why don't you talk to them about that? Or, you know, bring, as you know that they have these issues, these Brady Bunch issues, and you're not going to, we're not suggesting that you pry into their and the conversations, because again, these are very sensitive issues. But to really encourage planning as individuals, you know, couples, they have these potential issues, and to make sure that they are taken care of, that their desires are fulfilled, and that their plan mirrors what they're wanting to have happen. And so, as development officers listening for that, and just this is a great time of encouraging them to get expert advice in their plan to make sure that their kids are taken care of, their families are taken care of, and of course, their spouses are taken care of as well. So, Jason, I feel like we've kind of jumped everything real quick, but is there, you know, are we missing anything? Is there anything else that you would like to add in this?
No, I think you've done a great job. I think we've done a good job here. I think, you know, at the end of the day, and you summed it up well, but, you know, everybody, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're single, married, blended family, whatever, everybody needs estate planning. It's estate planning is hard enough as it is. It's just that the blended family not only has the normal issues that anybody else would have, they just have all these other issues on top of that. And that's why it's so much more important, even for a blended family, Brady Bunch family, to get this kind of planning done and address these issues. Because you're right, Casey, if it's not addressed, it won't turn out right. You're leaving a mess behind. And it's something that can be resolved. I mean, all these issues, there's a solution to all these things. So yes, just encouraging any individual in a Brady Bunch blended family, and just encouragement to get these issues addressed and not leave those issues left unaddressed before they pass away.
Yeah, and it definitely much, much easier. You know, while it may be hard conversations now, they will be manyfold harder later, if they weren't taken care of, and some disastrous consequences happen, where things things happen, and the estates are distributed not according to what anyone would want necessarily. So, well, Jason, right. Thanks. I appreciate the time, and it's great information.
Thank you.